Arundel reported what had happened that remarkable day. Excuse me. When Schwertfeger broke his stick and Arundel met the strange world of Leptopia. The clouds was so thick you could indeed sit upon, inquired Scholasticus. He was quite alarmed, while Arundel confirmed. This can only mean one thing, electronic smog. The worst side effect you can think of, he said severely and looked quite horrified. And you don't know where you were and how you got there, you said? Arundel nodded and looked bewildered. But with the bow, I managed to figure it out again. Is that all important? The general spoke German, did you say? Dorothy interfered. And he looked like the professor. Isn't that funny? Call me Dorothy, dear child, if you may. And this is Scholasticus, my brother-in-law, whom you know already. My sister Grisella, wife of Amadeus, brother of Scholasticus. Dorothy pointed around, just to be sure Arundel now knew who they all were. The address nodded friendly, stroked her over the head, or shook her hand. Arundel was quite pleased, even though she still was a bit confused. Who was married with whom, finally? Anyway, they all were very kind. And that made Arundel unexplainably happy and gay and curious at the same time. As if a gate to a strange world had opened just for her and invited her to step in. What was it like again? Asked Dorothy. General Armilus spoke not only German, and the Leptocop station was called Hauptwache, but the general performed a kind of Viennese schmäh, as is possessed only by the Frankfurters, except of the Viennese, of course, Dorothy concluded her reflections after Arundel's report. She listened to Arundel carefully. While she did, the portrait of the general was positively painted in the brightest color because she loved her husband, who seemed to be mirrored futuristically, so to speak. Yes, I think I was here, Arundel replied, but not here as it is today. Leppy was treated like a precious antique piece of art, an artifact, as they call it. These walking laptops went almost mad just because Leppy's battery weakened. She didn't want to say another word about the familiarity between the general and Scholasticus. She didn't like the idea of Scholasticus kissing her hand or banging the heels as the general did. That might impress Dorothy, but she didn't like to tell her anyway. Dorothy had obviously a different opinion on Viennese schmäh. In any case, Arundel cared to return, and if it was only because of Leppy, which she didn't get back. However, that was partly her fault.